Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today is another combined episode. This is our Sunday-Monday episodes. We give glory to God. Today we're reading from Luke chapter 3 and 4 and 2 Corinthians chapters 9 and 10. So I won't be before you that long because these are not that lengthy, but I praise God for your time and for this time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because he's moving mightily in our lives because of our obedience in reading his word, and not just reading it, but adhering to it. Amen. And becoming healed by it, because inside the pages of the Holy Bible is restorative power. If we would just read it and adhere to every word that is written in the word of God, we would be healed. Our families would be healed. Our lives would be changed in ways that we have never even imagined. Amen. Because there is all power in the hand of God. Amen. And because there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, and that name is Jesus. And in his name, there is salvation. There is deliverance. There is healing. There is miracles. There are breakthroughs. Even right now, while you're listening to the sound of my voice, the Lord is moving. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He's moving. He is moving. He's moving on your behalf and on mine. Amen. You're not here, amen, because you just happened by. You're here because the presence of the Lord purposed you here. Amen, that you might hear the word of God and embark upon this journey with me. If you've already been with me, glory to God. Amen, we praise God because we know that God is moving in the midst of us, because if we sow to our spirit, we will reap everlasting life. Amen. Jesus said he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, and have it more abundantly. And he wasn't just talking about the then and there. He was also talking about the here and now. Amen. The Lord knows we have needs now. We need deliverances now, not just in glory, not just on the other side when we transition. He knows what we have need of right now, and he is our supplier. Amen. He does not run out of supply. We run out, but God never runs out, and he's not running away from us. Amen. He's just a call away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All power. Amen. All wisdom. Everything. All control is in his hands, and he sees us. He has numbered the hairs on our heads, and he knows each and every one of us by name. He can single you out of the billions on the planet. Amen. He knows you especially. He knows your circumstance. He knows what you have need of. He knows the pains that you have endured. He knows what's going to be needed to get you to the next level, to get you promoted and into the place that you've always desired to be. He knows what those things are. Amen. And we are lifting all of that up before the Lord. Amen. That he might heal us, deliver us, that he might make us whole and entire, and take that we hadn't even imagined in the spirit and in the natural. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, as humbly as we know how, just humbling ourselves before you, Lord God. Oh, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness toward each and every one of us. Giving you glory, Lord, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, and that there's nothing that can separate us from the love that you have for us. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that nothing we've ever done has separated us from your love. Even though some of us have done some horrible things, and we've hurt people, we've done things that we're very ashamed of, Lord, and we bring all of that to you right now. Oh, Lord, that you might cleanse us, Wash us, make us whole and entire. Lord God, move, look back, Lord God, into our past, into those things, Lord, that have hindered us, those things that have made decisions for us, Lord God, when we thought our decisions were sound, our decisions were being made by things that have actually harmed us. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are our healer of today. Oh, Lord God, heal every wound. Defeated sorrow. Lord God, we lift them all up before you today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, everything, Lord God, in our lives that was unresolved, Lord God, bring resolution today. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, cover us even right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind the spirit of the enemy, Lord God, that it be powerless even right now. Every spirit of violence, Lord God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Loose every chain, Lord God, and everything that has held us. Lord God, let us go free even right now. Lord, you said the anointing was on you for that very reason, to set the captive free. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to set captivity free. Oh, Lord God, we declare our freedom on today. Oh, Lord, from all those things that have held us back, from all those things that have held us back, held us up, from every sorrow, Lord God, that has chained us, Lord God, we are no longer bound. In the name of Jesus, we are free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, move in the midst of your people, Lord God. Let your spirit comfort, Lord God. I speak life right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace into the spirit right now in Jesus' name, into the atmosphere right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let a legion of angels go into each and every place, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to make war with every demonic presence that has come against our purpose right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and to minister to each and every one of the needs of your people. We give you glory, Lord, for your presence in the midst of us. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. We thank you, Lord God, for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, that the devil cannot and will not get the upper hand, because we are free. We are breaking through. We are breaking out even in this hour. Everything that has held us back and everything that has held us up, it is gone right now in the name of Jesus, by the power of God Almighty. Oh, Lord God, open our minds and hearts as we read your word on today. Lord, help us to, amen, every precept, Lord God, every jot and every tittle. Lord God, give us that revelation from on high, directly from your throne, Lord, so that we might see and know, and not just that, but obey. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God. Help us to obey every word. Lord, we need you for everything, everything under the sun. We need you, Lord, for everything. Oh, Lord God, help us. Lead us, guide us, make us whole and entire. Be our God, Lord. We are your people. In the name of Jesus, I declare it right now. We're yours, Lord. We are yours. Hallelujah. And you are ours. You are our God. And we thank you, Lord God, for this great salvation. Bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of us even right now. Oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name we pray. And then we are reading, amen, from Luke chapter 3 and 4 and 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. Let's begin. Here in the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea and the region of Trachonitis and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, while Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. The word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, his way straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Then he said to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." So the people asked him, saying, "What shall we do then?" He answered and said to them, "He who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise." Then the tax collectors also came to be baptized, and he said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, collect no more than what is appointed for you." Likewise, the soldiers asked him, saying, "And what shall we do?" So he said to them, "Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages." And all reasoned in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not. John answered, saying to all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." And with many other exhortations, he preached to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being rebuked by him concerning Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, also added this, above all, that he shut John up in prison. And when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janna, the son of Joseph, the son of Matthiah, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Math, the son of Matthiah, the son of Shimi, the son of Joseph, the son of Judah, the son of Jonah, son of Risa, the son of Jerubbabel, the son of Shelteiah, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kosam, the son of Almodem, the son of the son of Jose, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Mattath, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonan, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meliah, the son of Menon, the son of Mattiah, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Abinadab, the son of Ram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Zerug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil on a high mountain showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give to you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "You will surely say this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself.' Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country." Then he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent except Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them were cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way. Then he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teachings, for his words were with authority. Now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Do you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, What a word this is. For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the report about him went out in every place in the surrounding region. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and served them. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out, Son of God, and he rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Now when it was day, he departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowd sought him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. I've read and you have heard from Luke chapters 3 and 4. I'm now going into 2 Corinthians chapters 9 and 10. Now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that, as I said, you may be ready. Lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this, brethren, to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. But this I say to you, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one of you give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly as of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanks to God, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your concession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Now I, Paul, myself am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am absent, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look at things according to the outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he is, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is Christ, even so we are Christ. For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification, salvation and not for your destruction. I shall not be ashamed, lest I seem to terrify you by letters. For his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters, we are, let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when we are absent, such we will also be indeed when we are present. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend them, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you. We are not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you. For it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere to preach the gospel in regions beyond you and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. I have read and you have heard from Luke chapters 3 and 4 and 2 Corinthians chapters 9 and 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all the doers of his word and sanctify the truth in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me through this journey through a year in the word. Amen.